fantasy.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
We would be honored if you would join us.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bronx Bomber Strikes Back podcast. I'm your host, the Don of the Watch Along, BX Force Jedi. Salute everyone. Salute. It is a couple days, the 21st day of December, a couple days before your Christmas holidays. And with Yankee fashion, they will give us a press conference, introduce to us the new gift, or at least a re-gift, of the signing of Aaron Judge to a nine-year deal, $360 million. They made it official today. The press conference in Yankee Stadium, all the festivities. We see there Judge signing ink, putting ink to paper, giving the handshake to Brian Cashman. And of course, we have a lot to talk about real quick here on this podcast. We have a quote from Aaron Judge getting a chance to continue his legacy here in Pinstripes in the best city in the world in front of the best fans. It is an incredible honor. That is quoted by Aaron Judge after. Of course, the Yankees did it in good style. Of course, we have other news to talk about before that, after the fact. But what I loved about the Yankee press conference today was you see former captains for the New York Yankees in attendance passing the torch. Derek Jeter, good to see him around the Yankee organization. We know in the past he was part of the Marlins and he was part of that front office, couldn't be here. But now no longer part of the Marlins front office or the management. Now we get to see him more often in Yankee Stadium. And that's a good thing for me personally, for all Yankee fans, to see him there, of course. And, of course, one of my father's favorite Yankees. And, of course, is Willie Randolph. So Willie Randolph, co-captain of the New York Yankees with Don Arthur Manley in the early 80s. And below, if you see if you're watching the video and not listening on the audio platform, you see all the list. Of all 16th captain, they named him the 16th captain of the New York Yankees going forward. For him, it's an honor. For him, it's a privilege. There were some questions there when they asked Judge about other teams' consideration, and he did pause. The way I took the way his response, of course, Judge is very calculated, very slowly to give an answer, thoughtful of what he's going to say, very conservative. I appreciate that, but you could tell that he had that confliction, that there was a possibility that he was going to sign with those San Francisco Giants. Boy, those San Francisco Giants are having a miserable winter season, off season here with free agency. We'll talk about that. Hopefully we have enough time at the end of the video for it. But back to Aaron Judge, you growing up, and you're as a young kid, like all of us were at one time, inspired when we're playing any team sport to play for your home city and put on the jersey of your home city where you grew up in, if there is a Major League Baseball team nearby you or anything, or the team that you root for as a childhood, and you enjoy and love. And when you have the opportunity, and if you were gifted with the talents to actually make it a profession, boy, you think about going home and playing in front of your home field, your home fans, representing the city that you were that you were giving birth to. So, I know when I was a kid, dreams of playing as a Yankee, and I could feel the pain of him conflicting. Of course, you could tell when you get older, things happen, life changes. Now I live in Orlando, Florida, but I still don't leave my Bronx pride. And I love the Bronx. I love the New York. Anything that has to do with it, of course. But I circumstances and career and other stuff has brought me to Orlando, Florida. And I understand, Judge, when, you know, when there's that conflicting notion, if I could make the money that I want to make and live the same lifestyle that I'm living in Orlando, Florida, New York, that's a tough one. You might want to think about, I might want to think about going back to New York, even though bearing the weather and all, you know, but the money, it's always about finding, you know, circumstances, but that's apples to oranges. Just so I understand, in a way, Aaron Judge being conflicted or returning home, but he felt that this city is him, you know, and we really appreciate that, respect that. Judge's Chambers will be back around for another 9 years in the Bronx. I love the fact that he went around, had the media tour, spoke with all the contingents of all the different media outlets. We heard from Hal. Hal seems like, you know, he's given the indication that there's going to be moves to make. I love the fact that Hal Steinbrenner didn't sit on his hands here. He was involved. It felt like he negotiated the deal, a la the way George and the late Hank did with Alex Rodriguez. Even though we disagree, a lot of us, hindsight is 2020. When Hank re-upped and signed Alex Rodriguez, says, you're not leaving, you're a Yankee, you're staying here. The same thing with Hal did. Of course, Hal talked about the past. You know, Thurman Munson was one of his favorite Yankee captains, along with Willie Randolph. He knows the tradition. They're older men now. But these men grew up in the Yankee organization with their father, and they saw the love and the passion of the father had for this organization, this team. So a lot of times us Yankee fans, we take it for granted, or we like to just say it out and blur it out. Oh, Steinbrenner don't care about this team. He only wants to make a profit. I think he loves this team. And it's not, and here I'm not here to be a Hank Steinbrenner, a Hal Steinbrenner, rest in peace, Hank, a Hal Steinbrenner apologist, because I do think that if he would have been more aggressive, we could have got players years ago that we should have not allowed go elsewhere. But we will digress there, you know. And I'm going to use it a case quick example. What they're paying Donaldson and Hicks, they could have had Machado and Harper for that kind of money that they're playing ABA per year. That's just an example. We get upset with him, but I understand. Remember, the Yankees are no longer. Yes, Hal is the majority owner and acting CEO. But he has to answer to partners. There's other investors. Yankees are run like a corporate business. They have investors who's going to invest money and how much they want to invest that season and how much they want to profit. Some of these investors are just, they're barely multimillionaires or millionaires and making a risk and investing those millions on a Yankee team and they're afraid of going broke. Remember, millionaires, and of course, for a broke is a millionaire, instead of having 30 million, now they have 25 million. They lose 5 million, you know, they lose, you know, 10 million, they're feeling it. You know, that's going broke for a millionaire. But I know what you said. Well, if you don't want to lose money or if you're afraid, sell your portion and your part of the Yankees. Easier said than done. It's easier said than done. There's a lot of stubbornness also. They run a business through there. There's so many different aspects with these partners. So not to deviate from Aaron Judge's day tonight. It's his day. He gets signed here. I'm glad that he's returning. They're going to announce Carlos Rendon's press conference. We'll be back. We'll be tomorrow. And we'll see Rendon being introduced to the New York Yankees. Interesting what number. A lot of speculation that Rendon is getting Domingo Germán's 55. Now, what does that mean? We don't know. Oh, Rendon, is Domingo Germán staying on the team? I'm not going to put too much stock in that yet, although there is a huge rumor. Now it's getting traction. This is not the Twitterverse or the hopefuls or, you know, there's a lot of traction. There's a lot of smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire. The Yankees are trying to finalize a trade with the Pittsburgh Pirates to get Brian Reynolds into New York. It looks like it's going to be centered around Jason Dominguez. I don't think the Yankees will lose any of their shortstop prospects, believe it or not. I know you say, but Jedi, that's Brian Reynolds. Yes, but that's not Mike Trout either. You know, so it looks like Jason Dominguez, an outfield prospect they want to return, maybe some minor league pitchers. available there, and some, and I'm hearing some international signing bonuses or international pool money. So the Yankees are trying to work something out for Brian Reynolds. Stay tuned. That's nothing official, but it's getting a lot of traction. It's not just from the Twitter hopefuls or us, who's, I'm not a credible source. I'm just a fan, just like you, giving my opinion on a podcast, on my YouTube channel, on the BX Sports Jedi Network, and anywhere you get your audio platform, in either a Spreaker, Spotify, Apple, Google, Spotify, Apple, you name it. Anywhere you get to podcast. I know I just said it twice there, so, but the point is, I'm just a regular Joe, but I'm hearing from the Jeff Passons of the world, Heyman, and so forth, those kind of beat writers, there's traction there. We are first, you know, so don't be surprised during the holiday, the Reynolds gets done after, just right before Christmas, like the last hour on the Friday 23rd, when news is quiet, boom, Reynolds is a Yankee. Like, what? You know, especially what happened 24 over the nighttime into the early mornings. And I just take a little bit off topic. The New York Mets signed Alex Correa. His medicals with the Giants did not go through. There was a hiccup there in the contract and the medicals. Giants, personally, I think it was Breyer's remorse. I think Correa did not want, after signing, had buyer's remorse, say, man, I should be in New York. And I think there was a loophole there. They're not talking about what, it's not the back, according to John Heyman. I heard his interview at 4 in the morning. I was on my way to work. Actually, 3:45 in the morning on my way to work on WFAN. And I heard him come on live. And he did a good job. Great job there with him getting him that early in the morning to him come on live. And wasn't a back issue. And he didn't say it was buyer's remorse. But when you look between the leaves and you read the tea leaves and you look between the lines, it looked like they, you know, Giants, do I really want to put 13? They didn't get the big fish and Judge. Correa is a very good, solid player. When you put him in with some other superstars, when we had like he had in Houston, he's a very formidable player. Never had over 100 RBIs. Hasn't played 150 games in quite some time. Had a couple DL stints. A solid player. Don't get me wrong. It's not a knock on him. But for him being a face of a franchise, that was going to be a lot of pressure on Carlos Correa. So I believe, this is just my opinion, Correa going to the Mets, where he's not really asked to be the face of the franchise. Him and Lindor could share those duties. Got Pete Alonso, who is the face of the franchise, in my opinion. You also got Nimmo that they bought back there. They got their little bit. They got their a few homegrown Mets with Nimmo and of course you got Alonso. So for him, the pressure's off. He could come in there and be just a mercenary. He's willing to move to third just for the Mets. Of course, you know, they're WBC teammates for the national Puerto Rican team. So as a Puerto Rican American, second generation Puerto Rican descendant, I'm excited. I'm a Yankee fan. This is a Yankee podcast, but as the national and my heritage, to see two Boricuas make $600 million combined, or close to $700 million combined. Es un orgullo, and I said in Spanish, it's a pride. We're very prideful that they worked their butts off, and I'm gonna revert into Spanish. Es un orgullo ver eso de niño jugando un deporte y ganar esa cantidad de dinero y a ver como el trabajo sacrificio que hizo sus padres para que ellos sean un jugador de la Grande Liga y ese contrato. So I'm going to reverse what I wanted to say it in my language, in Spanish. It's an honor and a privilege to see those kids, those young men from kids playing the kid sport, working and putting forward their hard work and sacrifice. That's what they did as young men, but as their parents, going and taking them to Little League, if in that case, being there, supporting them, going through all the different battles and different little leagues and going back and forth. It's a prideful thing to see them with their hard work and the money that they made. And of course, being prideful Puerto Rican in the World Baseball Classic, the way they play with their sleeves, the flag on their sleeves, on their heart. And also they'll bring that same to the New York Mets, being a Yankee. So, and not just Puerto Rican national. You see that with the Dominican national. All the different teams, all the different players that are representing the World Baseball Classic, going for their passion for their countries. It's a beautiful thing. I think that's why I'm a big fan of the World Baseball Classic. I enjoy it because they really play with a lot of country pride in all the nations that gets represented in the WBC. So I divert, I get back to the New York Yankees and back to the, and a little bit wrap up the Mets. And of course, I think that's a good deal for the Mets. I think it also, boy, that whole infield might be a $1 billion infield by the time they re-sign McNeil and Alonso. Boy, that's going to be, oof, the Mets. You know what, Steve Cohen, he's there about winning. He's out there winning, spending the money for winning. Is that the right moves? We could sit here and debate. That's for another podcast with the Mets. But if you're a Mets fan, enjoy it. Don't let us Yankees live rent-free in your head. You know, one thing that I'm going to say that I really was a little bit annoyed. I was listening to the sports radio talk, you know, WFAN, big fan of, you know, and all I hear the Mets fans talking, taking jabs at the Yankees. Why? Enjoy your day. You know what? You signed you got Lindor, you signed Correa, you have a great off or winter. Just have a Coke, enjoy, happy holidays, and shut the fuck up. Plain and simple. And I'm sorry for the language. I had to throw that out because I'm like, don't worry about the Yankees. You know what, as a Yankee fan, we're happy that you're signing. You're welcome to the big boys table. Welcome. You so many years and do not be hypocritical, Mets fans. And I love you, Mets fans. Trust me, you know, we want to see both teams do good. But don't be hypocritical, for since 1998 to the Yankee run with Torrey, or even beyond 09 or 2010, all I heard on the FAN from the fans, oh, the Yankees buy their championships. The Yankees buy their championships. They get all the best players. They spend all the money. Now you're on that other side. That's why you don't throw rocks in glass houses. You don't spit up because the spit falls right in your face. So enjoy it. All I'm telling you, Mets fans, enjoy it. You sign players. You're going to keep signing. You might be having Shohei Ohtani in the Mets uniform. Just don't worry what the Yankees do. Do you really need to poke the bear and take jabs? You know that the Yankees, they signed this judge and they're making... Don't worry about it. Live in your house. Worry about your household. Worry about your household, your roof, than worrying about what's in the Yankees' roof. That's all my gripe that I had hearing today. And believe me, when I heard it, I was like shocked. I was good for the Mets getting Correa. That's where he should have been. To be honest with you. Although some Yankee fans would have loved him here. I understand, you know, why he didn't come to the Yankees. They have young shortstops. Look, the Yankees are going to make a move. The Reynolds move. You got Rendon. The Yankees, be honest with you, they signed the best pitcher on the market. And I'm going to say, what are you, crazy? You got Justin Verlander out there. He just won a Cy Young Award. Right. But let's face it. You got 2 to 3 years of Justin Verlander pitching well. 2 years. Like, he's signed for 2 years. He says he wants to keep going. He's 38, 37 years old. His best days are behind him. You got Rendon for 6. Rendon is 30. You're going to have at least 4 strong years of Carlos Rendon. Lefty, with the numbers he had, with the strikeout ability, left-hander, play kids Yankee Stadium. Let's face it, the Yankees would have signed Verlander only and let Rendon go, not caught Rendon. Oh, here goes the Yankees getting another old-timer past the hill. You know, like I heard today, Gio from the morning show. Oh, yeah, maybe the Yankees could sign Justin Verlander when he's 40, after he's done with the Mets, he'd be old enough. See what I mean? That's the stigma that the Mets fans, they can't live, the Yankees live rent-free in their head. And this is a professional who does the morning show, and he's talking about taking jabs at the Yankees and all up and down. Why? Just enjoy it. Leave us alone right now. We're not taking jabs at the Mets and saying you bought all your championships. And believe it or not, a lot of people, the Yankee fans are jealous. For what? Jealous of what? You haven't won since 1986. Why are we jealous of you guys? You only got 2 World Series, 1969 and 1986. I hate to go there because I do a Mets podcast as well. I do the Mets watch-alongs. I don't have any negativity or hostility to the New York Mets. I actually think they, I kind of like them as well. So, but when I start hearing the fans going at it, and that's fanship, that's fandom. But when there's a professional broadcaster stirring the crap up on the New York radio, and I know they need the clicks and they need the heat. Trust me, doing a wrestling podcast, I know when you want to create heat and you want to create and you want to be a magnet of the heat so you could get people to talk about you. I get it. But just live rent-free. Enjoy the holidays. You know what? The Mets probably get it. Probably get Liam Hendricks from the White Sox. Who knows? Who knows what Cohen will try to sign, how much more money they want to sign into their into that organization. And they, look, they're going to have – they still got to do arbitration. They, their payroll is going to be close to $400 million. And you know what? Good for the Mets. That's the Mets. We're talking about now the Yankees. This is a Yankee podcast. I just wanted to bring that little bit of the Mets. I got no ill will with the Mets. Enjoy. Now, for the Yankees here, they're going to get – it looks like all signs are pointing to Brian Reynolds will be a New York Yankee. Now, if they could get Reynolds here, it looks like it's going to happen. You get your left fielder. If the Yankees stand pat there, I'm all right with it as well. If they want to sign some invites for maybe a Chad Green for some for a one-year deal, two-year deal with an option. And both, they don't have a closer yet. So if they could try to make a trade for a closer, you exploit it. You see what you could do there. You could you see what could happen. And then people with the notion, they brought the same team back. They brought a left-hander in Rendon who's really solid. They got pitching. You know, they've got some solid pitching. You got Bader now is going to be here. Manning center field early. Yeah, they might. They just need that one move. That's what could happen. Now, they make a blockbuster. You never know. They have if they could just get away with Dominguez only going out there, which is being speculated and so forth, they still could use move one of their shortstop. If you can move Gleyber Torres, whatever the case is, try to go and hey, if you want to, if Cal wants to absorb Fernando Tatis Jr., that now you're really talking about, whoa, answering back here. But just because one person jumps off the Brooklyn Bridge, you don't need to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. I understand it's a competitive market, but the Yankees still spend over $290 million. So they're not cheap. They're making moves. They just got to make the smart moves. Maybe there's some willing and dealings for some controllable players who could possibly turn into an all-star. Cashman does those good jobs. He finds those diamonds in the roughs. I know the bargain basement. No, that's scouting and knowing and situational and getting players that excel in the Yankee just to do enough to be borderline all-stars and have good seasons for the Yankees. So I'm okay with it. I'm excited for Rendon's press conference. We'll be back to do the Rendon press conference tomorrow. After it's done, give us our instant reaction, our thoughts, what we think about. If any moves happen between here and there, we'll come back on. We'll talk about the moves that is presented by the Yankees or anything around Major League Baseball or Mets related as well. But all in all, I just wanted to say it was a great afternoon for the captain. The new 16th captain of the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge. And good to see Derek Jeter there. For believe it or not, I'm really – that made me excited, made me happy to see Jeter in the fold and Willie Randolph as well. They didn't leave him. They didn't. They Willie Randolph, once a Yankee, always a Yankee, was a huge part of the Yankees' success, World Series championship on the field as well as a coach. So I love that there, embracing that. And I think how – gets it. He hearing that they in order to they need to win a World Series, they gotta invest. And he has. So Yankee fans, stay tuned. I still think there's gonna be more moves before the roster is not set. There's gonna be some wheeling and dealing, some trades. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that we're making videos about the trades and what's coming up in the horizon for the New York Yankees. So I want to thank you guys. If we don't talk, if we don't get to do the Rendon video. I want to wish you guys a happy holidays. It is Hanukkah to our Jewish faith, you know, so happy Hanukkah to all you who are celebrating the lights of the menorah, the festival of lights, as well as all Merry Christmas, all the different holidays in this season. Remember, it's about the creator, the light of the world. Love someone. Tell them you love them. And of course, we'll be back, man. So happy holidays. Hopefully we'll speak again. Remember, follow us on the BX Sports Jedi Network, anywhere you find our YouTube channel, BX Sports Jedi Network, anywhere you get your audio, BX Sports Jedi Network. Follow us on the social media, email, you could email me, you could send me DMs. If you would love to be a panelist, come on and have a debate with me. Say, look, I think you're wrong about the Mets situation. I want to debate you. Come on. I mean, we can have a conversation. We have a civilized conversation. Or you want to be a panelist and give me your thoughts on the Yankees. I want to hear maybe your point of view. I need some other point of view. So that maybe I'm seeing it wrong. So I encourage you, invite you to come along. Don't forget to check out our friends as well, our other Yankee creators, the 4Train Express, Mikey Mazda. The 4Train Express, check it out. Chris the Flash, S-H-Y. Of course, Yankee Morning Brew at the Knights of Deejin channel where Hector, some of, you know, BX Sports Jedi sent you. So I let Hector know, Jigaman as well. Jigaman Portal, let them know, hey, of course, and of course, all our Yankee content creators. So all the love, we'll be back again. This is BX Sports Jedi Network and BX Sports Jedi Kev, the Don of the Watch Along, saying, yo, let the Yankees be with you, and we'll see you soon.
Do not hesitate. Show no mercy.
You don't know the power of the dark side.